Simon Antrobus is the Chief Executive of RNIB, and he joins us each week for a look at some of the big stories coming from the UK Sight Loss Charity. We are going to talk a little bit about volunteering and Volunteers Week as well, but I wanted to start off with, well, it's more of a kind of get your opinion, actually, because RNIB's campaigns team are looking for some feedback from listeners about driverless taxis. This is all around the Waymo taxis, which are currently being tested in London, going for some time now in the States, but very, very new over here. So RNIB is quite interested to get the opinions of people who are blind or partially sighted. But what about yourself? Would you be comfortable getting in one of these at the moment?
Well, it's early days, isn't it, Alan? And do you know, I was talking to one of our colleagues in RNIB about this. They've been to San Francisco, where this is something that's become a kind of everyday thing in the city, in the States, and they tested it out. And whilst it was slightly unnerving, it actually was kind of really empowering as well. And I do think this is something that we need to consider. Now, we need to be cautious, of course, because we need to make sure that the principles of it work for blind and partially sighted people, as well as it, you know, it's an inclusive thing for everybody, isn't it? But it needs to also work for blind and partially sighted people. One of the elements of feedback that they gave was the speed with which you need to get in the car for it to get going. And that needs to be thought about, particularly if they're traveling around London. And look, we've done some work here at RNIB around future journeys, and technology and innovation is critical to driving opportunity for blind and partially sighted people to get around and about. So we need to embrace that, but we need to make sure that when organisations are making decisions about things like driverless taxis, we're around the table, we're part of that conversation. So it's absolutely right that we should be asking for feedback and getting people's thoughts on it. And I would encourage your listeners to do that if they get the chance to experience it, or they've got any thoughts on it, to share them with us.
Indeed, we'll give you some contact details later. I remember chairing a conference a few years ago with Waymo, and they talked about, you know, the app is very accessible. The cars as well, you know, you can talk to an actual person while you're in the car. You can get feedback from the vehicles about where you are. And I think for guide dog owners as well, it maybe takes away that worry about guide dog refusals that many people get when they get in taxis as well. So you can see the positives there as well. But yeah, I suppose there's a lot of sort of safety stuff you still want to know about. I think even MIT in the States had created an app called Curb to Car, which kind of helps you get to a specific vehicle from a curbside. There seems to be a lot building around it, but you know, we are getting there, but we're not quite ticking off at the moment, are we?
Exactly, and it's right that they, you know, they kind of road test, excuse the pun, that they road test these things, because I think we want to get it right when it's properly rolled out, and it feels like it is, you know, the future is fastly coming towards us, and there's a real opportunity here for it to create greater inclusion and accessibility. So we need to embrace it, but we need to just make sure that in the rush to get it out there, that it doesn't have kind of unintended consequences for blind and partially sighted people.
Indeed. And we're going to move on to volunteering now. It is, of course, Volunteers Week each year. We like to kind of celebrate that. But just before we get on to that topic, the RNIB board, who are indeed themselves volunteers as well, are going to be in Edinburgh very soon as well. I think our own Amelia Hilton will be there chatting with them. I think it's always good that the people get to hear from the board members themselves, you know, why they do it, what they get from it, what they give to RNIB.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a fantastic board, and a number of our trustees have lived experience of sight loss themselves, and that's a really valuable contribution. This is our yearly coming together for 2 days. We meet every quarter for a day, but this is a two-day event. We're coming to Edinburgh, but that's not just to have the meeting. The trustees are very keen to understand what's going on across Scotland, how that impacts on blind and partially sighted people. So we've got sessions that are about understanding those things as much as it is about the governance of RNIB overall. And as I say, they're a fantastic group of people, and there's a real commitment to the organisation. They are all volunteers, and I'm sure they'll love to talk to Amelia about their contribution to RNIB.
I suppose it is good for a charity like RNIB. You know, we have Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales, England in there, different governments, different devolved powers as well. I suppose it is important to actually get out there and understand it a little bit better.
that's important for all of us, Alan. Me as CEO, I've spent time in Belfast understanding Northern Ireland and the work we do there, in Cardiff understanding Wales, and with James, our country director in Scotland, because these are different areas. Okay, experiences of blind and partially sighted people might be similar, but the way countries and governments respond to those issues and challenges can be different. So we need to make sure that we're recognizing that, and that we're showing up in those areas, and that we understand it. And as I say, that's not just about me and the leadership team here at RNIB, it's about our trustees understanding it as well. So getting out and coming to Edinburgh is a really important part of our job in taking this organization forward.
So it's a big example of corporate volunteering, people with very professional lived experience of sightless, and indeed of the jobs they've had in the past as well, bringing all that to RNIB. But we do like to look at Volunteers Week each year here at RNIB. Big thank you to all the volunteers we have, and indeed encourage more volunteers to get involved with us as well, because it can be such a varied thing to do. It doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter what time you can give, you can change roles if you like as well. Incredibly flexible, and I think you'd agree with saying that, RNIB, we couldn't do everything we do without them.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the things that I've been struck by since joining RNIB is the massive contribution our volunteers make. And I was spending some time with some volunteers this week, just hearing the stories about what they've been doing to help and support blind and partially sighted people. And it's incredible. It's a really important part of what we do as an organisation. And look, our volunteers are many and varied. A lot of them are blind and partially sighted volunteers as well. So that brings an added contribution and understanding and experience. And I don't think, it's fair to say that we can't do the stuff we want to do here at RNIB without our brilliant volunteers. And I'm incredibly grateful for the work that they do.
And you do some volunteering yourself as well.
I do. Yeah, I do feel very strongly, Alan, that we should all make a contribution back to our communities. My voluntary contribution is as a chair of a regional theatre in Northamptonshire. It's where I grew up. I feel like it's an important contribution. But I say that for two reasons. One is because I think it's always important that we find the space and time to give back in our communities. But equally, because it's so important in terms of our own personal learning and development. Volunteering has a kind of reciprocal nature to it. You get the chance to give, but equally you get a chance to learn so much and to enhance and develop your own kind of life and your own personal development. It's so important in both aspects.
So there you go. Many strings to your bow then, Simon.
Well, yeah, it's all good experience, Alan. And I always firmly believe that if you can get a chance to do the things you love, whether that's paid or voluntary, you should always take the opportunity.
And if you'd like to get involved in volunteering for RNIB, or you'd like to take part in the survey on driverless taxis, we would absolutely love to hear from you. You can get more information by going to rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. If you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to call RNIB's helpline as well. That's it for this week. Simon will catch up with you again, but thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.